This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. Thank you.
So, so where exactly are you right now?
New York City, down in Soho.
Okay. I like that area of the city.
Yeah, I love it here.
So, I definitely have to ask you, what's the last year sort of been like for you? You get to sort of revisit a character that you haven't played in a very long time, that a lot of people are looking forward to, and you also work with Terry Gilliam.
I know, it's wild. I mean, to go back to Scream after not being, in that character for 10 years was really interesting, It came back really easy. I feel that character's got a lot of, and that character and myself have a lot of things in common, and there's an aspect of my human nature and comedy that blend pretty perfectly together. So it was really fun to get back to that set and get back in that uniform. And I'm Sheriff Riley now. I'm not Deputy Dewey. So there's some growth there, and we sort of returned to Woodsboro, where the original film took place. So that was interesting too, because it was kind of like returning to the beginning of a film that changed my life. It was my first real big smash hit, and a character that people really enjoyed watching. And it was a blast. And working with Courtney again as an actor, and Wes Craven, and Nev, and not to mention like the first AD and the wardrobe, the first AD and the props guy and the the DP. These are all guys we worked with for 16 years. We're all kind of grown up together and experienced life. And I met my wife on the first one, and now I'm married. So that was just a fucking thrill. And then I get a call right toward the end of it. Do you want to do a short film with Terry Gilliam? And it was like a dream come true for me, because one of my favorite directors. I love his artistic eye and his style, and sort of everything that he brings to the table. It's just so unique, and it's a thing of its own.
Well, I definitely want to know, I have a bunch of questions about working with Terry, because I'm also a huge fan of his. Obviously, you've been in a number of projects. Did you do anything different preparing for this role? Did he give you any advice? I know you play, a techno geek kind of guy.
I play a redneck scientist. So, all of my little contraptions and stuff are very Gilliam-esque. And I did the first day, and I felt kind of, I wasn't really sure of my character yet. Felt like I might have been a little over the top at the moment, so I decided to take a long walk toward Talladega, and I hitchhiked a couple times, and I ended up walking this big stretch, like a 40-minute walk, down the side of the highway, just trying to kind of get in the head of this guy. But, a lot of things are different when you work with Terry Gilliam. Like, we're doing a wardrobe fitting, and there's this tattoo artist. He's putting a fake tattoo on me, and he's wearing these punk rock pants, patches on him and everything. And Terry's like, hey, can he wear your pants? So he puts me in this guy's pants. And then he gives me a vest, and he says, take this vest home and research Robert Flood's art and alchemy. So I was like, okay. And then draw all over it, and he gives me these markers, and he's like, cover the whole thing. So it's just like things like that that you don't ever think of were really, really just great. And he also cast the movie with locals and with, people on the set, and everyone just a really light, fun vibe. And he's got a great childlike heart and sense of humor. So he'd come up right after a take that he loved, and he'd just be giggling, and he's like, you kidding? I couldn't believe it when you did that part there. And it just keeps it really loose, free, and, fun.
Well, I mean, could you talk a little bit about, I don't know the technical aspects of this, like how long was your shoot? Could you sort of talk a little bit about how long were you making the short film for?
think it was a 2-day shoot, if I'm not.
So, I mean, we're talking, this is an in-and-out kind of experience.
Yeah, you just fly in, and it's run and gone, and, you know, there was a lot of dialogue in one of the scenes. I wasn't really nailing it, but it was really helpful in finding me little ways to sort of get there. So, yeah, it was super cool, but very quick.
Well, can you talk a little bit about, obviously you're a fan of his work and his movies. Did you ever take a step back and you're like ever, you know, pulling like the sort of geek moment where, hey, Terry, so how about that movie Brazil?
Yeah, I was totally geeking out, but I didn't hit him with any real questions about any of his films. I did tell him, though, that, you know, I watched Dan Bandits like 25 times when I was a kid. I just got obsessed with that movie and would go back, you know, I'd watch it all day long and then come back the next day and watch it all day long again. And I was just, you know, I just couldn't, you know, tell him how much of an impression he made on me as a filmmaker and as an artist.
Yeah, you also, obviously, you work with Justin Kirk. I'm a big fan of his from Weeds. Could you talk a little bit about working with him and just, you know, like, were you guys just, well, I guess just what was it like just being, you know, working with Terry and the two of you?
Justin was great. He's just such a pro. He just comes on. He's got a really natural vibe to him, so he's very, had a lot of fun with it, but he's always grounded and he's always, you know, comes from a place of character, you know, expression and you know, just his humor is very subtle, but he's played this larger-than-life character as I did. So together we just kind of like get into this whole conspiracy and, you know, it's just really fun to feed off him and, you know, and sort of try to help capture what Terry wanted from us.
If you don't mind, I know you're in a movie called Conception, and by Josh Stolberg.
Oh yeah, I forgot I was in that.
do you mind talking a little bit about that? Like who you play, what it's about?
Yeah, I am sort of the bookend in that, and I play a teacher in a school. You know, in like a kindergarten. So the kids are kind of going crazy. I'm trying to, you know, wrangle them. And it just bookends all these stories of couples trying to conceive.
Okay. I mean, you worked with an interesting cast.
Yeah, but I only really worked with a bunch of like 5 and 6 year olds.
Oh, that's funny.
So it was fun, but, you know, having a kid, it made it really easy to be able to communicate with them and joke with them and kind of have a good time, keep it light,
well,
have some fun, have them scream at me and step on my feet and stuff like that.
I've been around kids. It can be challenging sometimes.
Yeah, totally. But they're pretty cool. These kids, they kept it cool and they so I did the whole day and were manageable.
If you don't mind, I definitely want to ask you another Scream 4 question. I recently spoke to Wes on a red carpet for actually the Scream Awards, and we talked about how the challenges of trying to tell a movie that you're trying to keep things under wraps while there's a million paparazzi around and fans, you know, taking photos, seeing all the actors that are on set, you know, trying to learn as much as they can. Could you sort of talk about the vibe, the energy on set when you have, you know, all the paparazzi and all the people watching while also trying to maintain, you know, secrecy on the movie?
Yeah, well, you know, you know, we have to sign our lives away about, like, story plots, and we're not allowed to talk about certain things. You know, one of the scripts got public of one of the other screens on the internet, so it kind of took some of the steam out of it, which wasn't cool. So everyone's really protective of the story, so everybody who ever asked us questions, we're not allowed to say if we live or die, or you know, obviously who the killer is or killers are. So, you know, and then and there is a lot of excitement about it. It's a really fun franchise, and I truly believe that this is going to be the best sequel of the bunch because it does return to Woodsboro, and, you know, I'm the sheriff again, and I'm a sheriff now, not a deputy anymore. And it's just, I don't know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun for people, and there's a lot of history to sort of play with since 10 years has passed since the last movie, and it's sort of a self-referential horror film, so they can draw on some of the success of more current films.
Yeah, Wes told me that the last 10 years play a big part of the film, you know, and he said it's very, and he uses the term meta.
Yes, yes, the meta word came up quite a bit.
That's exactly.
It was really interesting coming back to a set that you know, work with these guys for so long and bring these characters to life again. And the first Scream was such an important film for my career and for my life, being my wife and everything, that, you know, just returning to it was really, interesting.
If you don't mind, something that a show that I really loved was Pushing Daisies, and you were actually in a few episodes of that. Could you sort of talk about, you know, being on that show, and did you also enjoy it as a fan?
I did. I loved it as a fan, and it was a really amazing show to be a part of. There were so many talented actors and actresses and writers involved in it, and filmmakers. So, yeah, I had a blast. It was kind of weird because I came in toward the end, and I was around sort of for the ending of it. And but, you know, everyone was just really cool and embracing, and you know, I had a lot of fun. He's a bit of a quirky character, and I didn't really know how far it was going to go or where they were going to take it. So I just love being part of that world. It was such a unique vision for television, especially.
No, totally. You've actually, something that a lot of people might not know about you is that you've directed before. You've done Medium. You've done a few TV stuff. Do you have any plans for doing any more directing in the future?
I'm prepping for CSI Miami.
And look at that.
So I'm doing one of those, which is really exciting. They're just the greatest crew and cast, and they've been really helpful. So I just popped over here for one day during my prep, and I go back tomorrow and nail it all down.
Is that something, though, when you're stepping into the CSI franchise, they sort of have a machine, you know, where it's very set up. They have sort of like that formula. How much can you bring of, like, say, yourself to that formula, or are you sort of just hoping not to crash the car?
That's exactly to the point. It's like these guys have been doing it for 9 years. They know their characters better than I ever will. They know their camera look and moves and rules better than I ever will. So it's really important to stay in tune with them so you don't do something that, you know, doesn't represent the show. But where it does allow you to have some fun is maybe finding bits of humor. You can also kind of find interesting shots or ways to sort of tell the story in a unique way that, you know, they may not have tried before. And, I personally see it as also my job to kind of keep the energy light, keep it moving, you know, I'll make sure people are having a good time, that you're not ruffling anybody's feathers because, you know, this is their home and you're just kind of coming in and helping decorate it.
No, totally. I know I have to wrap up with you, but I definitely want to know, are there other things that are sort of floating around for you that might be coming up in the future? I know that according to the quote-unquote always accurate IMDb, you might be in a movie called Sold.
I would love to. That's an amazing movie that's also like a work of philanthropy. It's based on a book about sort of human trafficking in India of young kids. So that's a very serious one that I'd love to, you know, get going so that we could, you know, donate some of the proceeds of the film and help save some kids' lives.
No, that's very admirable. Sorry, I'm going to switch to this, but is there anything else that's floating around, or is that after CSI, is it sort of like, see what happens?
I'm going to direct an episode of Cougar Town.
Oh, look at that.
Down the line. And I was supposed to direct a medium, but I believe they're being canceled, so that's a bummer.
Yeah, I heard that through the grapevine as well.
Yeah.
I would imagine that you might have some fun working on Cougar Town.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I love the cast and Courtney and the writers. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. I love doing comedy. It's really loose and you know light, and you just keep it moving, keep people laughing on and off the set, you know.
No, totally. All right, well, listen, I really want to thank you so much for your time today. And, you know, like, congrats on getting to work with Terry Gilliam. I'm sure there's a lot of people very envious.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Cool. Hey, good luck with everything, man. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Bye.